And we're talking today about Currents 2014. Currents is Santa Fe's international new media festival. And we're here with organizers Frank Regano and Mariana Amster and artist Petra Bachmeier. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello. Thank you, Mary Thank Charlotte. You. Glad to be here.
So this is the fifth year of this festival, and it's called a new media festival. Talk about the new part. What's new in these new media?
Well, a lot of what drives the show, we don't really work on a theme basis. What really drives a lot of what's happening in the show is new artists using new technology. So every year we're seeing different kinds of work because people are working with different kinds of digital tools. But an important thing about our exhibitions is that we're not focused on the technology. The technology is in service of the art. So it's really the art is up front, but the new technology is, you know, creating, it becomes an impetus for new kinds of work.
I think it's always so interesting to see how when a new medium comes into being, first people are just exploring the medium and the art isn't necessarily there, and then as they learn what that can do, fabulous new things happen. And there's always kind of a lag time.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the things, I remember when digital animation came out, there were just innumerable spheres flying through the air.
And squares.
And squares.
Squares and spheres.
Because it was easy to make them.
Yeah, I think we've really seen work maturing over these 5 years and integrating a lot more physicality in a way into the medium, which we really love. And of course, interactivity has grown, and that's another big issue when it comes to technology, because often it becomes about the technology. And so when we look for interactive work, we're looking for something that really resonates and has content.
For instance, Petra's work is and Sean's work is interactive, but in a very simple manner, but it's sublime, actually. Why don't you talk about your piece?
Yeah, describe what you're doing.
Our piece is called Synesis, and it is based on color mixing. And we have an installation that uses three LED lights, and they're cycling through the three primary colors. And while they cycle through the primaries, they shift into the secondaries. But when you're actually going into this place that is Synesis, which is a white floor, where the color lighting through its cycles kind of creates an even white, and as soon as you step on Synesis, you're mixing colors because of your shadow picks up the color of the different spectrum.
Right.
You have three different shadows and all different colors. The shadow is beautiful.
And then when people are on there together, you create this fabulous patterning.
And this is one of those things, I think, if we were to describe every piece that was in the show last year, you still couldn't do it justice because you actually have to go walk through these things and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Now, interactivity, is that, it's not a prerequisite, but
no.
It's something that keeps on coming up as...
Well, people are starting to use it in more interesting ways. You know, interactivity, typically when it first started, was just more gimmicky. Like, oh, I can move my hand like this or wave my arms and things will happen. So it's becoming more sophisticated, more artistic. Like, for instance, this year we have, speaking of new technology, we have a piece for the Oculus Rift, which is the latest in virtual reality goggles, which Facebook just bought, actually. And so this artist from Australia, you put on the headphones, you're in a 3D environment, that you, in any direction you look, up, down, you're moving in that, you're seeing in that environment. And it's based on, but he's created like a personal documentary. And you move through this landscape, and it's about his father. His father used to work for Pinochet's military in Chile, you know, at that point. And this was about an execution that his father was peripherally involved in. And it's very moving, but it's beautiful. You're in this landscape. And the way it works interactively, besides you being a look, if you look in a spot, and hold your gaze for more than a couple seconds, you start moving in that direction. So you can move and navigate throughout this 3D world, this virtual world. So that's the latest in 3D technology, you know, virtual technology. But it's also very artistic and very moving.
Do you get vertigo or I mean, what's the experience like of being inside those? I've never been in
virtual reality. I haven't been in it yet either.
Oh, okay.
I've just seen a lot about it, and people are very excited. Mostly it's going to be used for gaming.
I mean, I think here's a perfect example of it. Not that we have anything against gaming, because we love gaming, actually, but this is somebody using gaming technology as an art form. And the piece is just really beautiful and really sensitive.
Very interesting. Now, let's talk about the ways that, I mean, you know, you have new media, but there's also so much of traditional media that are always there. I think there's some dance. Arcos Dance Company has a piece. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And music and installation and performance are all part of the festival.
Yeah, multimedia performance is a part we're constantly expanding. And we have it 5 nights this time. And one, which is I highly recommend, is going to be, I recommend all of them, but we're for the first time we're doing a present performance at the Lensic that's going to be on June 20th.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's
Friday.
Called Super Everything. It's by this group from London called the Light Surgeons. And it's an incredible piece. It's beautiful. It's based on, it was all the footage and everything was shot in Malaysia. And it was a collaboration between England and Malaysia. And it's very high tech. There's a screen in the scrim in the front, another screen in the back. It's called live cinema because they're mixing everything live. And the performers are between the two screens. So it has the feeling of shadow puppets a little bit. But there's imagery, incredibly lush, beautiful imagery, but also talking heads by some very, very bright Malaysian men and women talking about global issues, really. Specifically about Malaysia, but they're very global, whether it's environmental, political, sociological.
But
it's a beautiful piece.
But it's very visceral,
yeah,
and visual.
And very,
and
music.
It's a wonderful combination of social commentary and great music
and
images, which is a very hard combination to pull off.
And so that's Friday the 20th of June at the Lensic, and it's part of Currents, Santa Fe's international new media festival.
It is our only ticketed event. Everything else is free.
And it goes on for a while. It opens this Friday, the 13th of June, and goes through the 29th.
That's right.
And there's a lot of times at El Museo Cultural, which is where the bulk of it is happening, that it's open, so people really get a chance to see it. And I think, I mean, one of the things I enjoy about having you guys on the air, first of all, you do tons of community outreach and get young people involved and get the community involved.
We have a segment for students, and Frank goes into the schools every year, the local schools, and...
Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos.
And...
Española.
Present, kind of just introduces students to new media work and encourages them to participate in the festival.
Yeah, in fact, this year is the first year. We always have shown single channel, just like videos from the students. This is the first year we actually have two video installations from students, which is very exciting.
Students at Santa Fe Public Schools?
Well, actually, two from Santa Fe Prep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank visits charter schools and
public schools
and private schools.
So... you were talking a moment ago about how the festival has evolved and how the aesthetics of new media have evolved. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it's probably more, it comes from my bias, but I get very excited when traditional media gets combined with new media. It's like it continues a lineage in a way, just like Luftwerk focusing on color, for instance, and having that be an essential part of their piece. And we have people working with ceramics this year as a projection surface, a really beautiful piece by Dave Ryan. And
pillows, ceramic pillows.
Yes, really.
Oh my goodness.
Beautiful,
really beautiful piece. And
that's my oxymoron of the day, ceramic pillows.
And then we have a video too, by Alejandro Borsani. That is, I don't know, it's called the Cloud, I can't quite remember. Do you remember the Cloud
Not
Chamber?
Cloud Chamber, yeah, right.
And it's watching actually an experiment that he did of making weather, in a sense. So I really love the fact that people are using the technology to continue to explore the world around them. And
now, Petra Bachmeier, you are from Munich, Germany. You are living in Chicago. Tell us a little bit more about the work you do and how you got into this type of technological art.
You know, we are coming really as artists using technology. We are never focusing on technology. Technology always becomes a tool to create the art. And we started actually with Super 8 projections. Super 8 projections in relation to buildings, in relation to materials, always creating a dialogue between an actual image and a surface. And that kind of evolved into video and now is evolving into using light. Like, video becomes a pure light source, and also LEDs. Using LED technology is now kind of like a new tool for us. And actually the piece we are showing at Currents, Synesis, is actually one of the first LED light installations that Luftwerk has ever done. So it's exciting that this piece is able to travel here.
Now, Luftwerk is based in Germany?
It's based in Chicago. We have our studio in Chicago. I'm collaborating with my partner, Sean Galero,
okay,
for over 14 years now.
Ah, okay. Wow, a long collaboration like that. That's so interesting. Yeah. It must be... How do you keep your vision in sync with each other? Does that happen naturally? Do you tend to go different directions?
It actually keeps focusing in towards a joint vision. You know, first we came from two different places, and the longer we work together, we are kind of like complementing each other. It's kind of beautiful to see, like, oh, the way we see and how we experience and how we create is becoming more one cohesive work.
You were talking about the technology, for example, of LED or the technology of gaming, and these are things that come from commerce, and then artists incorporate them and use them. Is there a dialogue that commerce is also getting from artists, or are artists just pretty much using the materials?
Well, a lot of times corporations now are hiring artists to actually come up with new ideas. Not necessarily design, but they think of artists as people who naturally think outside the box. So a lot of times they'll bring in artists as consultants to just brainstorm on things because they have a different perspective. And they're always, artists tend not to get boxed in. They're always like looking, you know, the vision's always moving forward.
Ideally.
Yeah. And that happens a lot, though, I think, in any good work, you know.
I mean, that brings up an interesting thing. We actually have a panel discussion from the Pittsburgh Tech Council. That's going to be at Zane Bennett, and they're really going to be talking, focusing on that intersection between creativity and, I wouldn't say commerce necessarily, but economics.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting panel. It's Saturday at 11, correct?
This coming Saturday.
Yes.
This coming Saturday, 11. It's got people from Carnegie Mellon Museum, Carnegie Mellon University, the Warhol Museum, the head of the Pittsburgh Arts Commission. So it's going to be a very good, very interesting. It's Zane Bennett at 1, at 11.
At Zane Bennett Gallery.
Zane Bennett, yeah.
At 11 this
on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have, I mean, Petra's come from Chicago. Do you have a lot of national and international artists? Are there a lot of people from New Mexico as well?
Yeah, there's we have several people coming from outside the United States this year, several from Canada, Australia, Germany. We have more people internationally in our single channel component because it's a little costly to bring people from overseas. But we have lots of New Mexican and American artists that are participating.
As a side, this brings up a very interesting point. People like from the artists coming from Canada and Australia, They just put in a, it's like no problem to get travel stipends from their government.
Right.
To come to the U.S. to present their work. It's just no problem.
Are you saying that other governments actually support the arts?
Yeah, they do.
Just naturally. It's considered part of the cultural fabric or the essential fabric of culture.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of government support, actually, and we're very grateful for that. But it's not so easy for an artist to all of a sudden say, hey, I want to go show my work in Australia. Will you pay for my plane fare and hotel?
I think it's harder for individual artists. Because we're a nonprofit organization, we can apply for grants here.
It's harder
for
individuals.
But individual artists have a much harder time finding funding, where in Canada, I think that's not so much the case.
And one thing, we would not in no way, I mean, we're bringing in, there's 40 artists coming into town. And there's no way we could do this without the generosity of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. They let us use their dorms at a very minimal cost to put up the artists in. There's no way we could do it without that.
And it's really important to us to bring artists here and not just have the work shipped in, for instance, because it creates just an incredibly vibrant environment.
And they're all staying at the same place in the dorm, so they're all hanging out.
Good times.
It's a little community that develops.
And probably all sorts of ideas and collaborations that come from that.
That's right, definitely.
It's also just a terrific show to bring young people to, in fact, to bring children to, not only because of the interactive work that Petra Bachmeier and her partner are doing, but lots of things are just really fun to explore and spark the ideas of kids.
Yeah, we have an interesting anecdote about that. Somebody, who was it?
Megan? The artist at Zane Bennett.
Oh, that's
right. I can't remember her name, actually.
Said that her family... She lives here. Her family plans their reunion every year around Currents. We're talking grandparents to young, very young children, because there's something for everybody there. There's things that the grandparents love. There's things that the children love. And there's things that the adults love, you know. So
family trip, family reunion.
Family reunion. They focus it around Currents.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is so cool. Yeah. Have you seen young people getting inspired who then are starting to become artists or go in that direction themselves?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things we have is that we have a lot of, well, these people are already involved but in the arts, but we have a lot of interns from, like, University of North Texas. Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Denver
University. And so when they come, you know, these are people in their late teens, early 20s. And they're already kind of in that program, but this is like an eye-opener for them to see this kind of variety of work.
And we actually have been able to bring several of our interns back as actual staff for the installation of the show, which has been really rewarding to take it from that to, you know, a real professional position.
You must have quite a staff to get something like this off the ground and functioning in every single installation or in every single piece.
For the installation, we have a huge staff. The rest of the year, it's mom and pop.
Frank and Marianne.
We have a great board, though.
We have a very good board.
That's very supportive.
And a working board.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Currents, Santa Fe's International New Media Festival, and it opens this Friday, the 13th of June, from 6 to midnight. I love that there's an all-night opening. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What can people expect? It's at El Museo Cultural in the rail yard.
Okay, so there are two things. We open, it's the El Museo reception opens at 6, and at 7 o'clock we have performances start in El Museo. There'll be flute, new media,
performance.
At 7 o'clock and then repeated on the hour. That's Patrick St. Denis and Jessie Tatum.
She's the principal flute player for the Santa Fe Symphony.
And Patrick's coming from Montreal. And then we have...
Beautiful piece, too.
Then we have Flinching Eye Collective that's doing pop-up performances in El Museo during that. And we're not exactly sure what that means, so you have to come and find out. And then as we head towards dark, we have stuff going on that will start happening outside in the rail yard.
Very nice. So projections and...
Projections. We have
performance.
Three artists coming from Istanbul who are going to do mapping on Warehouse
21.
Yeah. And various other human avatar project. All
and
kinds
DJ,
of things.
DJ, Meow, yeah. DJ Dirt Girl, and a couple other DJs will be DJing.
Artists from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Showing
Ati
their work.
Myers doing a beautiful animated projection.
And then on our closing weekend, the 28th, we're having a, in conjunction with Heath Concerts, a musical performance with video of Luke Carr and his group Storming the Beaches. Well, actually the name of the piece is Storming the Beaches with Logos in Hand. Will be a 90-minute performance with video, and it's quite something to see, so I highly recommend that.
So it's 2 full weeks of Currents New Media Festival, and we are looking forward to it. And again, I encourage everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to check it out, because no matter how much we talk about it, you can't possibly imagine what it's like until you get there.
And the website is currentsnewmedia.org, and you can go there. There are some complete event calendars, and all the artists are listed as well.
Excellent. Currentsnewmedia.org. Frank Regano and Mariana Amster are organizing all of this fabulousness, and Petra Bachmeier is one of the artists in it with her collaboration Luftwerk. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.